Joining me in the studio is Ralls County, with the Ralls County MU Extension Office, Mr. Jim Meyer, Health and Education Specialist. Thanks for making the trip in this morning, sir.
Yes, good morning, Matt.
Good morning. Came in from New London this morning, and we're going to talk a little bit about what you do over at University Extension, if you just tell everybody about that.
Okay, yes. I'm a County Engagement Specialist in Nutrition and Health Education. So basically what I do is I talk to people about what they need to eat to stay healthy and what they need to do physically active to stay healthy.
No doubt, and I'm really glad to have you in this time of year with school getting back in session for a lot of places this week. I know Mexico, Hannibal will be going in next week. You know, some things that parents are wondering about their kids is how to keep them healthy, you know, during the school year. You have any advice on that?
Yes, I do. One easy thing that the parents can do to help their kids have success at school is just to make sure that they have breakfast every morning. I mean, research shows that if kids have breakfast in the morning, that helps get them going, gets some nutrition in their body, gets some fuel for their brain, and when they go to school, they'll be more alert and they'll do better in school.
What does a healthy breakfast look like? I know that sometimes my kids want to grab those honey buns and sodas at the gas station. That's probably not such a great idea.
No, that's not the best idea. That's not the best choice. Ideally, you know, breakfast should include some different foods from the food groups. You want to look for things with like whole grains. You want fruits would be a good one. Something from the dairy group and some type of protein and a vegetable too would be if all possible. And look for something that's minimally processed and try to avoid things that have a lot of added sugar or fat. So yes, there goes your Danishes at the local shops that you can go get.
No doubt about it. Along with a healthy diet, probably a good night's rest is recommended, I'm sure. What is the recommended amount of sleep for younger kids, I guess I'm saying? What would that look like?
Well, that's a good question. For some of your younger kids, depending on their age, I mean, they actually need 8 to 10 hours of sleep. And as we get a little bit older, we can do with less. But for a lot of your school age kids, it's in that 8 to 10 hour range is how much sleep that they need to really get them prepared to be ready to go.
I know another thing that I wanted to talk to you about this morning, too, is with the football practices and sports practices going on starting this week, a lot of them, you know, the hot temperatures outside. What's the advice to staying safe and healthy during those?
Well, for this time of year, for any kind of athlete, the challenge is to make sure that you stay hydrated. And we know with sports performance, one big thing is if you can stay hydrated, that'll help keep you at peak performance. If you start getting dehydrated, the research shows that can cut into your performance up to about 20% or a little bit greater. So staying hydrated is really important. And I know that, you know, the coaches are getting really good about making sure the kids are stopping, getting water breaks and stuff this time of year. And that's really good because that's key. You've got to help keep yourself hydrated. And there's a lot of different recommendations. But for the student athletes that are participating this time of year, you know, they need to think about getting hydrated before they start practice, staying hydrated after during practice, and then after they get done, making sure that they hydrate again just to maintain that.
No doubt about it. I know you're the guy to ask this question. You know, if someone's thinking about trying to drop some pounds and go on a diet, you don't want to lose it too much too quick. So putting together a good food plan, is that a good idea? And how would you go about doing something like that?
Yes. One of the things that obviously there's all kinds of diets out there, and I don't really have any preference on any diets. What I always maintain is what the research shows is if you eat a variety of foods in moderation, that's our overall diet advice. Now, if you are interested in doing dieting, one of the things to look at is, of course, you need to cut back some on the intake that you have. The other thing is to look at what you could do on the physical activity side. If you can up your physical activity, that means you burn more calories, so that can help with that. So the recommendation, if you're trying to lose weight, we don't recommend over about 2 pounds, no more than 2 pounds a month. And so make it slow, give your body a chance to adjust to that as you do it. And that way you'll be more likely to keep the weight off. Now, obviously, there's a lot of diets that'll claim, you know, you can lose 2 pounds in a week or something like that. The problem with those types of diets is they usually have you do such severe changes that you can have some success and lose the weight initially, But then you go back to your old habits and you put the weight right back on.
Sure. If people want to get some more information about that with MU Extension, you guys, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Well, one of the easiest ways is there's an extension office in almost every county in the state. So you can contact a local office here in Audrain County. It's in the courthouse here in Mexico. You can call them or you can go on our website at extension.missouri.edu and check us out on the web.
And you've been with the extension office for quite some time, as we were talking about off the air, isn't that right?
Yes, I have. I've been with the University of Missouri Extension for 28 years. It was my first job as I got out of college, and I've enjoyed it greatly.
Well, we enjoyed having you come in this morning and talk to us about some health and nutrition, and thank you so much. Hope you'll come back sometime soon.
Well, yes, thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Jim Meyer. He's with the Ralls County MU Extension Office Education Specialist, and he was our live interview this morning right here on the MI Wake Morning Show on AM 1340 KXEO.